Lesson 3. Ignorance versus Nascence. The French poet Charles Baudelaire once wrote that the greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he didn't exist. Pause for a moment and consider that statement. The greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he didn't exist. In this present time of waning belief in traditional religious doctrine, let's consider this statement in a slightly different light, pun intended. If you were charged with trying to accomplish a controversial task clandestinely, particularly one that would likely be resisted by your targeted audience, what would be the best way to complete this operation? It seems that there are two potential paths that you could take that would most likely result in your success. The first of these would be to remain completely concealed. If the plebeians are unaware of your existence, then they cannot resist. If you were able to accomplish this feat, it would certainly be a great trick. For the second path, let's consider a quote from the researcher Ken Ami. The second greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he is the good guy. Path two would be to convince the populace that, whatever you are doing to them, it is in their best interest. This would also be an amazing feat. Maybe even more amazing than the first, considering the fact that you are exposed, and that everyone can observe the effects of your actions. They could offer resistance, but choose not to. The key word here is choose. There are two key concepts at play in the scenarios just presented, and those concepts are not well understood by the participants of this time. Those are the concepts of ignorance and nescience, and understanding their difference could not be more critical to you in this moment. Again, you have been intentionally misled to believe that these terms are interchangeable and mean the same thing, and you would be incorrect to do so. In fact, the most are familiar with the term ignorance, few have heard of nescience. Even dictionaries will sometimes blur the distinction, so the confusion is understandable. Let's dispel with this confusion and define these terms here. Ignorance is a lacking of knowledge or awareness. Nescience is an absence of knowledge or awareness. This may seem like a subtle difference, but in reality, it is an enormous chasm. Back to our first example. If you were conducting your clandestine task and remaining concealed, hidden from view or analysis, you would be keeping your targets in a state of nescience. They would have a complete absence of knowledge of your activities. They would only become aware by observing the results of your actions and gaining more information. Information. Sounds like the word informed, doesn't it? Informed implies that you have been made aware. So to keep you in a state of nescience, an absence of knowledge, is an almost impossible task as more information becomes available. You can no longer state that you have an absence of knowledge, only a lack of it to see the full picture. You have entered a state of ignorance. Being ignorant is different than being nescient. It's a bit of an uglier word. If someone were to call you ignorant, you would likely take offense. In the current vernacular, it is typically used in a derogatory context, being associated with poor critical thinking skills and misguided ideology. Under closer examination, it also gives us a little hint of its darker side. It begins with the word ignore. To ignore implies a choice. Choices imply accountability. If you choose to ignore information to your own peril, you would likely be held accountable for those choices. It is even in your law. Ignorantia juris non excusit. Ignorance of the law excuses not. As opposed to maintaining nescience, in the second path, the antagonist is deceiving by keeping the populace in a state of willful ignorance. They can see what is happening, but accept it as being beneficial. The success of the endeavor is based on maintaining this ignorance, even in the face of ever-mounting information telling them that what is happening is not in their best interests. This obfuscation can be achieved through a myriad of mechanisms: propaganda, silencing opponents, establishing false narratives, etc. But even this has its limits as more evidence is brought to bear. At some point, the populace is making a choice in spite of the evidence presented, and there will always be accountability. To make good decisions, you need good information. Sometimes this information contradicts the outcome you may see as more desirable. How many issues are present in your current time where you remain nescient? How would you know? When is it your responsibility to find out? How many issues where you remain ignorant? If you're presented with information, even information in small bits, even information that contradicts your desired worldview, are you accountable for remaining willfully ignorant? Are you accountable if other parties exploit this ignorance for their desired goals? As humans, it is an inconvenient truth that it is in our nature to be narcissistic, but an overabundance of pride can be your downfall. It is human to be wrong, but you must accept accountability and potentially atone for mistakes made. It is human to be nescient, for a time, but you must accept accountability for your beliefs, even if established with an absence of knowledge. Truth does not fear investigation or question. Anyone who tells you otherwise is not to be trusted. Establish your datums, create your criteria for evaluation, and constantly investigate the information you use for truth and completeness. This life is a classroom, and the lessons taught will only be as good as the information presented. Remain vigilant and informed. It is your spiritual duty to ruthlessly fight ignorance. There is no time to waste.